Okay, we should be in conversation mode. So the first thing I'd like to say is good evening, everybody, and welcome.
I'm very happy everybody's here, and do we have any questions? Don't be shy. Okay.
I have a question. Hi, my name is Shauna.
Hi, Shauna.
Hi, I'm really excited to hear about what you're sharing. It's actually, I've enjoyed this whole conversation. I have a notebook full of notes, and I'm just excited because it just came at the right time as far as information that I needed to know for right now. And my question is in regards to what the program entails. What's the actual, like, length of time? What's the commitment? Do you have classes that plug into?
Yes. What we have is the Stellar Code program is a year-long program for personal matrix mastery. And because there are different stars at different times of the year that we work with with the energies of, and we do an attunement and initiation with each of these. And for the personal matrix mastery, there are nine of these total. And then if you're doing the teaching mastery, there's three more that happen with that, and to bring it up to the 12. But it's to do, as I said, to do the personal matrix mastery is a year, and it's kind of the quick course, because it's the original degrees of temple of when they were teaching this sort of thing. Each of these would have been a year long period. We're kind of doing the crash course.
Yes, we're doing it in 12 months.
But what normally would have taken 12 years, but it's. What we're doing is this is a serious thing. We're not one of these groups that are going to make you a master in a weekend. And each of these stellar codes, for instance, when you do the stellar code in a guidebook, there are numerous different exercises in there for, you know, different types of meditations you could try, breathing exercises, this sort of thing.
There are a series of what we call entunements.
Yeah,
because so it's a very, very extensive exercising, and not only theory, but exercising where you're going to go deep. And, you know, it's a very intensive program.
With some of the codes, you might have where we're focusing on one aspect. We might have three different meditations, because with each aspect, there are different paths that are more comfortable with each individual. But we need you to try them all to make sure that you find the right one to get to where you need to go. And so what we are doing is we're making a commitment to you guys for a very broad range of knowledge and spiritual practice. And we require a commitment in return that takes a while to develop. We say a lot of times a spiritual practice is just that, it's practice. To really follow the spiritual path takes dedication and commitment. And so this is a long, roundabout way of saying it. To do full matrix mastery is a year.
Okay. And in that year, is it me just, is it like weekly coaching calls, or is it me working on the books and the material?
It's a little of both. It's not, the Stellar Codes aren't strictly a monthly thing.
Oh, I'm wondering.
It's, for instance.
Some months we have two.
Yeah, there are some that overlap each other, and we've spaced them out a little bit. They're actually, the windows of opportunity are a little bit longer than what we do, but we need a break also in between them. So what we do is we have the guidebooks, we have the things, and you'll have like a workbook that you're working on during the Polaris window, and then we will work with you to set up a date for you, and we do the attunement and the initiation with you, and we do this
individually,
and it's done through a very interesting technique. One of the things that we'll work with you on, if you're unfamiliar with it, is the activation of your soul star, which is your first of your transpersonal chakras, and we connect on that level to transmit the attunement, and that's one reason why you need to do the what we call the entunement exercises, so that it can come down from your higher self to you.
Did you guys go to lunch?
And And once someone achieves this matrix mastery, are they then allowed to go forth and teach and share what they've learned? And
That's kind of what we want to get our 72 so that we can, we've got other projects we need to work on, and we've made a commitment to do this. But what we're trying to do is we're trying to develop teaching masters. Now, as I said, the personal mastery is a year. The teaching master is a little bit longer because there's the other three attunements. And then you go and you teach. And as a matter of fact, we'll promote you teaching. We're going to be setting up a special section of the Humanity Healing Holistic Directory that will be for Stellar Code Masters and also Humanity Healing Certified Healers that we can, you know, guarantee and attest to the quality of the things. And so we will start promoting you to continue on the tradition once that we have passed that on to you.
Yes.
Is there, can you tell me a place where I can contact you? You know, I recognize I want to honor there's other people on the line, but I still would like to talk to someone further about this or find out more information. Can you give me a resource?
Here.
Yes.
I'm sorry, I had to move out of the room because someone's trying to call in on Skype.
Okay.
The office never sleeps here.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, so what was your question?
She wants to know who she can contact.
Oh, as far as the other Stellar Code teaching masters that we're training, or?
No. I wanted more information from you guys and would like to contact you personally.
Oh, sure. It's, you know, we're easy to find. If you go onto the humanityhealing.net website, okay, which is our online university, that we have a contact form right up at the top, and that sends an email directly to our either, actually it sends it to both. It sends it to contact@humanityhealing.net, and it also sends it to onlinefaculty@humanityhealing.net, both of which come to Leonie and I.
Okay. Leonie, and what was your name again? I'm sorry.
My name is Christopher, and Christopher Buck, and the Leonie is Leonie Leger, and we'd be more than happy to speak with you on the phone to answer any other questions you have.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that, and I was just honoring the other people on the line who might wish to ask you a question. Thank you.
Thank you.
From Scripps, they want me to donate money, so I threw that away, and then I didn't throw away the CalPERC donation envelope and paper.
Hello?
I'm going to give Buck $50.
Hello? Is the lady who was giving a donation somewhere, does she have a question?
And they mail it to me because they want to get my credit card and stuff, and I don't want to do that because they want to automatically do it, and I don't give every year.
I'm not sure this isn't a background. Somebody is talking in a background conversation. Do we have any other questions?
I know about plastic in the ocean. I really care about it, and it's a big problem. And I wish I could pay more, but right now I can only pay 50 because I'm going to have to pay 50 for my wheelchair and 50 for my brace. So I have to pay 50 for everything that comes up.
Leon.
Hello.
Ma'am?
Yeah, I think you have the
$50.
Hello.
I think we have somebody in I'm not sure that's a question. That might be background. If you've got a conversation or something going in the background and you don't have a question, well, please hit *6 on your phone. That will mute your phone so the background noises don't come onto the teleconference. Does anybody have a Stellar Code question for this evening?
He's done. He's had a whole colony of them. Where do they live?
Hello? Okay. Is there anybody else with a question? Okay, I hear crickets chirping, so I'm assuming we do not have another question.
Yeah?
Well, this was an easy one. We don't have a whole lot of questions.
Yes, that's interesting.
All right, if there are no more questions, then we're going to go ahead and wrap it up for this evening.
How cute.
Hello?
Well.
I love it.
Okay. Are there any other questions? All right, then. In that case, we would like to thank everybody for joining us this evening.
Scientists are now learning all this stuff, like how animals are connected with each other, and whatever happens to the earth happens to us individually. And
yes, it does.
When we have love in our heart for ourselves and also for others, then that sends out a good vibration to the whole universe. Yeah, exactly. And we're not aware of the connections that we all have with us and everything else in nature, even like a stick bug or a termite or, you know, a bee or, you know.
That's true. All life is connected.
But scientists now can measure that. Yeah. It is.
Well,
just like, you know, that doctor today said that his machine wouldn't turn off. And I was told that if you meditate, which I do all the time, it interferes with electrical things that are in your house, like light or static on the phone, because it's all part of a vibration.
You can affect your external environment with what's going on with your internal environment. Yes, that is true.
And how the electric company has this thing that will measure. You know, they were trying to put that in Alan's house, but I'm glad they didn't, because it's not good for people's bodies. But that same sort of thing. I mean, a lot of people can withstand it. And that's why I put it in the homes. But there are a few people like Simone that can't handle it.
Yes.
But she still
okay. Do we have any other questions or observations?
I have a question.
Yeah. Yes, please.
I want to buy 80 lottery tickets.
Go ahead. I think the lady is
talking to
somebody in the background.
And Lori and I, we're going to sit at Pete's Coffee and scrape off.
So if you'll go ahead, we'll try to answer
you.
Okay. What could be expected from the attunement?
Buy a house for Simone.
What can be expected from the attunement?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. What we do usually is this. We set up time and we give you the preparations, and we usually give you a time to prepare, which means you get the time you think you would need to do all the exercise and entombment. And then we set up a date, and we will do the transmission. This time you will be in a meditative state, and you're going to receive a fiery transmission. It will be like the energy transmission, more or less like Reiki, but a little bit stronger.
But not really like Reiki. As Winnie the Pooh says, it's the same thing, only different.
Yes. And what happened after that is that usually you will have your own, you know, period that varies from 71 to 21 days.
7 to 21 days.
That you will integrate that energy. Huh? Now, what can happen to you on this period? A lot of people have different, I would say, manifestations. One of them that we have for sure is you're going to, especially in this one, when we are dealing with reincarnational self, and, you know, there are bad aspects, but there are also good aspects that will be integrated, you know, moments of joy, the same weight with some intensity of the feeling of the moment, they are integrated in this life. You know, and so you can have a series of astral traveling or very deep dreams.
We recommend everybody keep
a dream.
Everybody keep a dream journal.
Yes, and then we work with you. You know, it's like I had this strange dream, and I don't know what it is. We always give a very close assistance during the period of integration from 7 to 21 days. But inevitably, you're going to feel the transmission.
There's other things that you'll do. There's a it's available there if you're doing the attunement. Recommendations on preparation for and how to do it, and there's a lot of step by step as you go in through the guidebook, you know, what to do and how to do as you're working through this yourself. And then when we get ready to do the attunement itself, it pretty much will come naturally. We have one section where we actually take the symbols for the stellar codes themselves and place them on your physical and extra physical bodies. And we have people that will start tracing the codes at the same time we're doing it because they feel that that's time. It varies a little bit from person to person because we all have varying levels of gifts as far as sight or sensitivity to energy. But
some people are able to experience, by vision, by sight, because they have already their third eye completely developed. They are able to witness their own attunement. So,
which is interesting.
It's very interesting. It very much varies according to what type of gifts you have and how they manifest in your life.
Does that answer your question?
Something?
Yes. Would you? I feel very compelled to.
Oh, you got a deal, John.
That it's always been very good, and so do you recommend experiencing the Polaris attunement before considering the master teacher?
Well, everybody, if you're going to do master teacher, you need to do each of the individual stellar codes.
You have to have them integrated.
You have to have them integrated before you can teach
and
pass this on to other people. So if it's something you know, what I would recommend doing, of course, is taking a stellar code or taking two stellar codes. And if this resonates with you, then go forward as far as, making the commitment to go on, finish the personal mastery and then the teaching mastery.
Okay.
Because we're looking for, and it does take a level of commitment, and it is a year-long program to do, but that's also to make sure that the people that we're sharing this with to share this with others are going to be the best possible candidates for the job.
Okay, thank you.
Well, thank you very much, and we look forward to you participating.
All right, me too.
are there any other questions? All right, then. In that case, I will close down tonight. If you are interested in participating with the Stellar Code program, I highly recommend go ahead and join the university. And in the once you join and you log in log into the site, you can access the member discount page where we've got the discounted stellar code, and
right,
that's the way to find it, the best way to find it. We also have information up in the on the stellar code section of the online resource center. That won't have the final guidebook with the symbols and like in it that you have to sign up for the attunement to receive those. But it's all explained right up in there. And of course, if there are any other questions, Liani and I are pretty much always here. Send us an email through the website is the easiest way, or contact at humanityhealing.net. We will get back with you as quickly as we can. Sometimes it's a little crazy here. But we do look forward to talking to you and sharing, and we'll go from there. So, Liani, any final words of sage wisdom?
Well, that's funny. No, the Stellar Code is, I just wanted to add this, the Stellar Code is a very interesting and very multifaceted and multidisciplinary course. It's not your regular metaphysical course that you see in certain places. We did a very, very deep research, and we compile and those modules, all the ancient wisdom and techniques of the ancient times that were proper for certain you know, schools of knowledge and wisdom, from the Egyptian times to the Mesopotamian,
the Babylonians,
and the Sabians, Essenians. So there is a very broad range of ancient techniques that were used by mankind since the dawn of civilization. So it is, it has been the regular path of self-enlightenment.
There's a lot of gnosis here.
Yes. So it is not really a regular course. It's not something that is a different energy from any Reiki, for people that are used to Reiki. It's not universal energy. It's not pure, you know, it's not just the energy that permeates everything, but it's level, you know, a higher level frequencies that comes from those stellar beings. You know, because they are actually from the high tops, you know, of the angelic realms.
Let me throw one other thing out here. When she mentioned Reiki, it's and everybody is capable of giving Reiki energy. It's just a question of becoming attuned to, or to be honest, think of it as unkinking the channel that will allow the energy to flow through you, the universal life force energy. What we're doing with the stellar codes is building the personal Antakarana, and we've got all this information on the website. Look up Antakarana there. To build the rainbow bridge, the Antakarana, back between yourself and your higher self. And it is through this communication, it's through this connection. And everybody has one. It's called the Sutrama. That's the silver cord. The Antakarana is, that's from, the Sutrama is coming from the soul down to you. The Antakarana is going from you back up to the soul. And it is through this connection, which is a much bigger diameter, if you want to visualize it this way. What it's taught is that the Sutrama is about the diameter of your thumb. Antakarana is about the diameter of your head. So if you're used to doing healing modalities and you're thinking about energy flowing through a hose to go to the person, just imagine the difference between, you know, flowing through a hose the size of your thumb and flowing through a hose the size of your head. It's really it really can be a remarkable experience. So I'm gonna wrap it up with that. We've got all this information on the site, and of course we are available to answer questions. If you get off the phone and immediately say, "Oh, I should ask about this," send us an email. We'll try to get an answer for you just as quickly as we can.
I'm happy.
So thank you everybody very much for joining us. It was our very great pleasure to speak with you all this evening.
Yes, and any information on if you need more to know more what is our methodology and what is the realms of ancient wisdom and ageless wisdom that we work with, I will invite you to explore our website, humanagehealing.net, or enjoy our community, our free community, community.humanagehealing.net, and meet other people that are in the spiritual path. Like-minded people. So I thank you all that was present tonight.
Thank you very much, and we look forward to speaking with you again in the future.
Okay.
Have a wonderful evening.
Night.
Thank you so much.